This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Today is Tuesday, May 26th. We'll share what top public health officials are saying about COVID-19, including the three metro areas now considered lingering hotspots, and why the World Health Organization is pausing one of its studies for a potential treatment. Plus, airlines got the go-ahead to suspend service to some cities, a 100-year-old company goes bankrupt, and the Tom Brady moment that went viral. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Thousands of Americans spent Memorial Day weekend at beaches, bars, and barbecues, and a lot of them did not seem too concerned about the new coronavirus. On social media, you can see pictures and videos of crowds gathering in states like Florida, California, Texas, Missouri, and Virginia, just to name a few. One spot that got a lot of attention, a crowded swimming area at the Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri. People were packed into small areas, so they weren't social distancing, and many were not wearing masks. All while COVID-19 is still here. The death toll in the U.S. is nearing 100,000 now. Since February, there have been more than 98,000 confirmed deaths from COVID-19 in the U.S., and nearly 1.7 million Americans have reportedly tested positive. The FDA commissioner tweeted out a reminder over the weekend. He wrote simply, quote, "The coronavirus is not yet contained. It is up to every individual to protect themselves and their community." That's especially the case in certain areas that have not improved much since the height of this pandemic. The White House's coronavirus task force coordinator says right now there are three metro areas with high infection rates. Dr. Deborah Birx expressed concern about Los Angeles, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. Cases are not necessarily spiking in those places, but they're not dropping at the same rate as other big cities like New York. So Dr. Birx had a message for people who live in those lingering hotspots, and it's familiar advice. No matter what orders are in place, stay 6 feet away from others, and in case people get closer to you than you want, always have a mask. Otherwise, she says, just keep up the hand washing and stay healthy. Expect to hear more today about the U.S. government's response to the coronavirus pandemic. A federal watchdog named Christy Grimm will testify on Capitol Hill today about a hospital supply shortage in the U.S. She'll share what she documented in late March. When the report first came out, President Trump had disputed the findings. He then nominated someone else to replace her as Inspector General for the Health and Human Services Department. The testimony and questioning with lawmakers will be live streamed to the public today. Of course, we'll let you know about any significant updates tomorrow. The World Health Organization is hitting the pause button on one of its studies. It was looking into the controversial drug hydroxychloroquine as a potential treatment for COVID-19, but that study is now on hold. The UN Health Agency says it wants to do another safety review. This decision follows new findings published by The Lancet on Friday from the largest hydroxychloroquine study to date. Researchers in that study found patients treated with the drug risked heart problems and even death. The WHO says hydroxychloroquine is still a safe option for people with malaria or an autoimmune disease like lupus. But now the organization says for COVID-19 patients, it could have deadly side effects. And yes, we're talking about the same drug President Trump has promoted and was even taking himself for what he called a preventative measure. To be clear, the White House doctor did give him the okay, but the FDA has not actually approved the drug for that purpose. Over the weekend, the president announced he just finished his pills. He apparently took them for 2 weeks, though he has not tested positive for the virus. In an interview Sunday, Trump said, quote, "By the way, I'm still here." Former Vice President Joe Biden made his first in-person appearance in 2 months. The presumptive Democratic nominee laid a wreath at a Delaware War Memorial yesterday to honor fallen service members. Before now, Biden has not been seen out of his home since he debated Bernie Sanders back on March 15th. And even on Memorial Day, Biden kept a low profile. He wore a mask and made his visit short. Of course, President Trump also honored American heroes yesterday. He attended an outdoor ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. The president did not wear a mask, but also did not give a speech since the event was shortened. Trump then traveled to Baltimore's historic Fort McHenry. He praised the tens of thousands of service members and National Guard personnel who are helping to get the coronavirus pandemic under control. President Trump has now deemed houses of worship essential. He's calling on all governors to let churches, synagogues, and mosques reopen, saying Americans need more prayer right now, not less. Then Trump threatened to override governors if they don't follow that order. But it's not clear if the president actually has the power to do that. At this point, there are different rules for religious institutions around the U.S. Illinois' governor, for example, has already responded to the president, saying he will make the decision to reopen places of worship only when he sees the science and data to support it, and that so far, he hasn't seen that. In New York, religious gatherings are allowed, but only with 10 people or less. And in a lot of other places, services are happening virtually instead, with some places even embracing a drive-in model. But President Trump says that's not enough. In fact, after his announcement Friday, the CDC issued some new guidance for religious institutions to start in-person services. Among those recommendations, faith leaders should encourage people to wear face coverings, and they should consider suspending choirs since singing can send droplets further than just talking. The CDC also recommends keeping in touch with local and state authorities to make sure any nearby outbreaks are not getting worse. All of this came at a crucial time for Muslims, since one of their biggest religious holidays happened over the weekend. Typically, Muslims gather at mosques and visit friends and family for Eid al-Fitr, which means Festival of the Breaking of the Fast. But this year, many Islamic families stayed home and took part in those virtual gatherings. Eid marks the end of the holiday Ramadan, when Muslims don't eat or drink from dawn until sunset. All right, we have more news still ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor this week. We don't all have the same hair, so why should we all use the same shampoo and conditioner? Well, Function of Beauty makes it so we don't have to. Function of Beauty is the internet's top-rated customized hair care brand with more than 30,000 five-star customer reviews and counting. In fact, I made time for some self-care on Saturday, and I used not just the customized shampoo and conditioner that I've been using every day, but also the hair mask, which I loved, and my hair felt so soft afterwards. And all it takes to get started is a short four-question quiz where you let them know about your hair and your hair goals, and they formulate the bottle for your unique hair type. Plus, Function of Beauty never uses sulfates, parabens, phthalates, mineral oils, or any other harmful ingredients. So to get started right now, go to functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy to take your four-part hair profile quiz and save 20% on your first order. Don't spend another minute in hair misery. Go to functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy to let them know we sent you. That's functionofbeauty.com/newsworthy. Now, back to the news. Traveling to certain places is about to get more complicated. Major airlines are planning to stop flights to more than 60 small and mid-sized cities since demand is so low. The U.S. Transportation Department gave carriers like American, Delta, and United the okay to eliminate flights to places like Aspen, Colorado, Flint, Michigan, and Lincoln, Nebraska. That said, these small and mid-sized cities won't lose service entirely. Some carriers will still fly in and out, but passengers won't have as many options. The change is meant to help airlines save some cash. Remember, Reuters reports U.S. carriers are burning through a collective $10 billion a month since travel demand is a fraction of what it used to be. The flights could get cut by the end of this week. It's a company that survived the Great Depression and World War II, but this pandemic could be the final straw for rental car company Hertz. CNN reports the 102-year-old business filed for bankruptcy on Friday, citing a, quote, dramatic and abrupt drop in revenue. The company says since people are not traveling much right now, very few of its 700,000 cars are being rented. For the most part, they're just sitting in parking lots. Hertz already tried to cut costs back in March by laying off 20,000 people, which was roughly half of its workforce, and still the company is in billions of dollars of debt. Hertz says bankruptcy is the only way out. That said, the rental firm doesn't expect it will have to go out of business. Instead, it'll try to stay afloat while its debts are restructured, so the company plans to eventually bounce back. Since dating in 2020 is pretty much virtual, that could mean your physical location matters even less. At least that's the theory one dating app is testing out. The Verge reports Tinder is launching Global Mode. It apparently lets users remove all geographic filters so they can view and match with people from anywhere in the world. This is pretty similar to another Tinder feature called Passport, but that one only lets you select one location, while Global Mode populates profiles from all over the world. Tinder will reportedly start testing this new feature this week. If all goes well, it could be rolled out to everyone. Sports fans got a good dose of action this Memorial Day weekend thanks to The Match. It was a golf tournament featuring huge stars from both the NFL and PGA. Football star Tom Brady and golf star Phil Mickelson squared off against another football golf duo, Peyton Manning and Tiger Woods. It was a good match, but in the end, Manning and Woods came out on top. However, most of the social media buzz was actually about Tom Brady. And that's because the champion quarterback split his pants as he was picking up a golf ball. He laughed it off, though, and later tweeted that his pants just wanted in on the social distancing. By the way, the AP reports a record 5.8 million people tuned in, and the tournament was all for a good cause, raising at least $20 million for COVID-19 relief. Elon Musk and Grimes have picked a new name for their newborn baby, and it's just as unique as the first time around. Remember, a few weeks back, they got a lot of attention because they gave their baby boy a name that was a combination of letters, symbols, and numbers. Well, CNN says the state of California would not actually allow the part with numbers, so the couple added Roman numerals instead. We'll see if the state allows it this time. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening and making the Newsworthy part of your routine. A special thanks to the Newsworthy Insiders for all your support and for everyone who takes the time to share the show to make sure that their friends and family are also staying informed. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.